Come on in. It's Art Linkletter's house party. From CBS Radio in Hollywood, it's Art Linkletter's house party. And now, here's the star of our show, Art Linkletter.
Would you believe that over 40% of all adults in America simply can't stand rock and roll? Well, they took a nationwide poll recently, and that's the way it came out. I'm happy to report I'm in that 40%. But I'm also happy to say that good music has managed to survive the invasion of guitar twangers and drum bangers. And, you know, even the teenagers are growing into a kind of a taste for the good bands and the fine ballad singers, that is, once their ears stopped ringing. And today on this show, good music strikes back. Yes, with the mellow musicianship of one of the finest ballad singers of our day, Joe Williams, who got his start with the great Count Basie Band. He's better than ever, and you'll hear him in just a few moments.
When you're driving in your car, going near or going far, chewing gum while on the go helps you keep alert, you know. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Chewing helps you concentrate. You'll agree the flavor's great. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Yes, be sure to take some delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum with you next time you drive. See how the good chewing helps you keep alert and at your best. Millions get enjoyment chewing Wrigley Spearmint while driving and at other times, too. How about you?
Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey, hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum.
Get some soon.
One knowledgeable critic has called our musical guest today the perfect vocal performer. He sings ballads, pop tunes, blues, and jazz, all with equal skill. He's a dazzling entertainer, and his name is Mr. Joe Williams. Joe, come on. Joe, where do you come from originally?
I was born in Georgia and lived in Chicago most of my life.
And how long did you sing with Count Basie?
Well, I was with me father, Count Basie, for 6 years.
Uh-huh. And, of course, I guess your two biggest hits are Chicago, the Chicago song.
Oh, yes, Going to Chicago.
Going to Chicago.
Yeah, and
give us a phrase or two of that.
Going to Chicago. I'm going to Chicago. Sorry, but I can't take you.
And then how about Every Day, which was a big hit?
Every Day. Every day, every day I have the blues.
That was a big hit and a very good one.
That's a big one. That was a big one.
So, who is your favorite singer? Who would you name as somebody you like to listen to if you're going to go out and buy a record?
Well, there are many favorite singers. That's a very hard question.
No, it is. I thought maybe you had one.
I like Rick Stein.
Yeah.
And I like Andy Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And male vocalists, and of course, I love Ella Fitzgerald and Sarah Vaughan.
You like good music.
Yes, I do.
The trick stuff too much, do you?
No, I like good music.
And the great news in the business today is that the good music's coming back right now, isn't it?
That's right. I don't think it ever really left. The listeners might have left, but I don't think good music.
Of course, the thing that Presley and the Beatles and the rest of them brought to music was a very powerful, strong beat that will always be with us, whether it's in good or bad, huh?
Well, they brought something, too. I think what they did, they brought more animation, and as Count Basie used to say, they at least started the kids to dancing again, because for a while, as you know, they just stood around and watched and listened to music rather than dance. But they did start dancing again. I don't see anything wrong with it.
The only thing I see wrong with it is the different way they're dancing. When I danced, we used to kind of touch each other, and we used to look at each other. You knew who you were there with.
That's quite true. I mean, but now they dance with each other, and one is across the room.
Yeah, they occasionally nod, you know.
Somehow or another, though, Art, I believe that they're communicating.
You go over and sing that, Joe.
Joe's going to do a song for us now, accompanied by Muzzy Marcellino and the House Party Group, and it's called That Face.
That face, that wonderful face. It shines, it glows all over the place. And how I love to watch it change expressions. Each look becomes the prize of my possessions. I love that face, it just isn't fair. You must forgive the way that I stare. Oh, never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face. I see that face, wherever I go. It's here and it's there, bewitching me so. It's got my crazy heart in such a tangle. It drives me simply wild from any angle. I love those lips, those eyes, and that fabulous smile. She laughs and spring goes right out of style. Oh, never will these eyes behold a sight that could replace that face, that face, that face, that face, that face, that face, that face.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in the 20 years that this show has been on the air, actually 21, I would say the most dangerous part of the show is, first of all, well, probably talking to youngsters, because that's the most surprising. And secondly, certainly, it's the department where I go peeking in some lady's purse, because I have been bitten by false dentures, stuck by all kinds of strange devices, I've had horny toads leap out at me, uneaten sandwiches. And here is Mrs.
Starkey.
From where?
Long Beach.
Mrs. Starkey, I stopped because your purse has kind of bulk to it. It has the kind of space in there that could hide all kinds of things. You don't mind if I take a peek in your purse?
No, I just took a dish rag out of it and gave it to her.
You didn't think I was going to go looking in your purse?
No, and she's got it.
Well, let me see it. By golly, there it is. That's kind of nice. But you gave it to her. Let's take a look in your purse, because, Mrs. Starkey, we have work on the theory that a lady's purse unconsciously represents the way she keeps her house. Well, look at all the things you've got in your house. Let's see what... Egg noodles. Mixed nuts. Chocolate minarets. What are you having, a party?
Yes, it's my husband's birthday today.
How old is he today?
58.
Well, good for him, and this is what you're going to have.
He's only 56.
All right, now let's see what you have. Here you have, you smoke, and you have cigarette lighters, and you have peppermint things for your breath, and you have, lots of those, and you have other cigarettes. You smoke all kinds of cigarettes, don't you?
Well, I change brands.
You change brands? During a single day?
Mm-hmm.
You'd rather switch than fight.
That's
very interesting. You have keys and the usual assortment of little wadded up... Let's see. Get off the Hollywood Freeway at Santa Monica Boulevard. Turn west and go to Fairfax. Who are you going to visit?
You.
Oh, this is where I am, huh? Well, I didn't realize that. Now let me see what I have on my card now that we've given a cursory examination of a rather large group of items. If you have the right thing in here, you get a present. And you see, the first thing is an all-expense-paid trip to Alaska if you have in there a pair of earmuffs. Not a chance. We saved another big prize. But seriously, if you have an address book in there, you get a new washer-dryer combination. Do you or don't you?
No address book.
Oh, golly, here's a little book with a lot of blank paper. Isn't there one address in there?
Oh, yes, there's directions how to get to my girlfriend's house.
If you even have so much as one address, I'm going to give you the present. I don't see an address here.
It certainly is. Let's see.
Do you see an address there?
It's on Central.
Shall I give her the present? Why not? She's been a good sport. And there are more directions on how to get, but no address, but all kinds of directions. And you have won a beautiful, dependable Maytag washer with the new power fin agitator and the slim Maytag electronic control dryer that eliminates time and temperature guesswork. And you can give that as a surprise to your husband for his birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The Play School Nursery in North Hollywood has sent us some 5 and 6-year-olds. And today I'm very conscious of my years, because the first young man here, Scott Kenmonth, his mother is in the audience. And I just heard a minute or two ago would you stand up, Mrs. Kenmonth? Turn the lights on in the audience for a minute. See this beautiful, tall mother of this boy? She was one of the children on this program that I interviewed how many years ago?
19.
19 years ago. She was a little girl on this program, and now we've come clear around this next generation, and we have the children of the children that I've been talking to. Well, I imagine you were a cute little girl, because you're a very cute mother. And Scott, aren't you glad to be here after all these years? I've been waiting for you. And the teacher tells me that this smart... Scott. Come here. We just had a little thing here to be repaired. All right? Okay. Now, that happens to all of us sooner or later, Scott. Well, I was starting to comment on his clothes when I noticed the draft there. And this jacket. Boy, there's a smart-looking sport jacket. Where'd you get that, Scott?
From my mommy.
Yeah, any special occasion? The teacher said that you said there was some kind of a special occasion.
What?
Huh? They gave you this coat when?
When my mommy got married.
Right? Well, they must have been expecting you or someone along. Scott, what do you want to be when you grow up?
An army man.
Why do you want to be an army man?
Because I like to.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have an uncle.
Well, I guess that's as good as a brother and sister. Do you know... Your uncle, you know what your uncle is. Your uncle is your dad's what?
Friend.
Okay, I quit. Hello, Dawn. Here's a girl with a pretty first name, Dawn. I have a daughter named Dawn. Dawn French. Hello, Dawn. What are you going to be when you grow up, Dawn?
Queen.
Huh?
A queen.
A queen? You know how to get to be a queen? How?
To wear a dress.
Oh, yeah, you wear a dress and you're a queen, uh-huh. I think you got to marry somebody. Who do you have to marry to be a queen? Scott? No, that is what I had in mind. You got to marry a king to be a queen.
Maybe, he could be a queen.
He could be a queen? Well, let's get on again. We keep moving here. Craig Cooper, how are you? you?
Fine.
Gee, blonde hair and green eyes. Who do you look like in your family? Your mother or your dad?
No one.
You don't look like anybody in your family?
Uh-uh.
What's your daddy do, Craig?
Works at electronics.
What are you going to be when you grow up?
A pilot.
Why do you want to be a pilot?
Just want to.
You make a lot of money, do you?
Yeah.
How much money do you make a week?
50 cents.
At least 50 cents if you're a pilot. And would you like to tell me your favorite nursery rhyme?
None.
You don't like nursery rhymes?
No.
Why don't you? You just hate nursery rhymes. Do you like nursery rhymes, Misty? Give me your favorite.
Mine is...
Can't think of one. This little girl has one of the cutest names I've run across in years. Misty Cushionberry. You're not a strawberry. You're not a raspberry. You're not a blueberry. What are you?
Misty.
You're Cushionberry, aren't you? What are you going to be when you grow up, Misty?
A princess.
Well, we got a queen down the road. How are you going to be a princess?
With a long dress.
Huh?
Long dress.
Another long-dressed princess. Uh-huh. Well, Misty, have a nice day today. The little ones you never know about. Some do and some don't. These didn't, but they will next time. The school is a lightweight 19-inch Admiral portable TV, richer than it was a few minutes ago. The girls get Baby Joy's tiny room by Eldon with furniture, clothing, and a doll. And the boys get the big job dump truck by Marks with power steering and motor noise and all the other things that boys like. They each get the M&E Magic electric banjo. So, kids, those are your presents, and we hope you had a nice visit with us. With Hollywood's first great child star, Jackie Coogan, the kid.
Participants were selected and interviewed in advance. Art Linkletter's House Party, pre-recorded, is a John Goodell production. Produced for radio by Martin Hill. Directed by Dolph Nelson and Michael Caine. Editor, Bill Bruder. This is Jack Slattery speaking.